Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. Thursday morning, we're live at Agribition. Thanks again to our friends at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association hosting us in their booth. I cannot believe how packed it is down. 9:30 this morning, it was packed. In fact, you could hear the groups of school kids going by, rushing in. I know I've already heard them tittering as they walk by about the Canadian cattle dog trials that are going on. There's cattle shows. There's cattle sales. There's all kinds of different things. The exhibitors lined up in halls. I said this earlier, but you, if you're coming down here, you'd be well advised to download the Agribition app. The app is really a one-stop shop for everything that's going on, and it's got some great maps on it as well, so it can help you understand where you're headed, what you're looking for. It's the place to be for sure, and I'm happy to say that we're down here for the entire show today. Well, you know, there's lots happening at Agribition. I'm talking about that, and a lot of it focuses on how we can make the work in the fields a little bit better, easier, faster. We talk productivity with the Saskatchewan Cattle Association earlier on in the program. Mental health, when we think about agriculture, mental health is an important topic, but it can be a very tough topic because people like farmers, and I grew up on a farm, this doesn't come easy to talk about. I think we are making headroads. We are finding ways to talk about and understand the importance of mental health in an overall wellness picture. And the other thing that I think is happening is we see so many families involved in farms that families see the value of this, right? We need mom to be healthy. We need dad to be healthy for the entire farm to be healthy. And someone who dedicates so much work into this is Sherry LaVenture. I've had Sherry on my program before. She is with Sask Ag Matters as a director. She's also the Canadian sales manager for Greenway Animal Nutrition. So she is all about ag in a whole bunch of ways. And Sherry joins me live at the booth here today. Sherry, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
You guys are located down here. You've got a booth down
we
here
do,
as well.
In the Stockman's Arena, right beside the nice big Charlet booth, right outside the I don't know what they call it, the drinking corral, I think.
Okay.
We are right there. We have a booth. We launched a campaign when we came on Sunday called the Not One More campaign. It is to promote awareness around suicide in the ag sector.
Okay, well, I want to get to your campaign in a second, but let's just talk about Sask Ag Matters.
Yes.
What a great organization. You were one of the earliest guests on my program. I remember having you on the show, yes, a couple years ago. Here we are 2 years later, and I believe you guys are just making such a difference. Talk about what Sask Ag Matters is all about.
Yeah, so Sask Ag Matters has really kind of been in the works since 2018. It started as research with Saskatchewan producers to find out what have you used in regard to support, is it working, isn't it working, and the message came back very clear that the supports that were out there for egg producers weren't necessarily the kind that they needed. So from the research we said, okay, this is what the producers are telling us they need. They need supports where they are at when they are there. Instead of driving 3 hours to see a psychiatrist or a therapist, they can do it from their home.
Mm-hmm.
They also need people that they're talking to need to understand agriculture.
Yeah.
So that was a big barrier. When you go, you finally, it's hard, as you said, for somebody to say, hey, I think I need help.
Mm-hmm.
When you get there and you have to spend an hour explaining your business, what you do, and the reason why you can't come next Tuesday at 3 o'clock, because
right,
you're calving.
Right.
So that was important, too. So all of our therapists are ag knowledgeable, ag trained, or many of them are in ag themselves.
I've actually talked to a couple of people that have used services provided through Sask Ag Matters, and they say many times the first however many minutes you're talking to the person, it's actually not about the issue. It's about crops. It's about beef prices. It's about pork tariffs. It literally is, because the practitioners, as you talk about, they have an understanding, a base knowledge, some of them in the industry. What's your connection? What was your, because you're very passionate about this. Can you talk about that?
Yes. So in 2015, my younger brother took his own life. He was an egg producer. He was a mixed farmer, so he did beef and grain. in the eyes of everybody around him. He had a perfect life. He had no debt. 2015 and being farming with no debt is it's pretty rare. He had a wonderful fiance, had a great family. He had, in everybody's eyes, everything you could ever want, but he didn't have his mental health. And he was too, he was very stubborn, my brother, too proud, would not tell anybody. So in my grief, I was trying to figure out a way to make it make sense, to make it not be in vain. So when Michelle Pavlov said that she was going to start this research group and she wanted patient family partners, so those are people with lived experience, to help with the research, I put my hand up.
I mean, good on you for that. I'm so sorry for your loss. And it's stories like yours that motivate the volunteers of this group, Saskag Matters, to be so passionate. Are we getting better? Are we seeing an increase in the willingness of people to come forward and talk about this topic?
I think so. I think the mental health space awareness itself is getting better. The ag community is still such a stoic, proud, I don't even know how else to describe it, but they are fixers, right? So if something's broken, they fix it. They don't go for help.
They find their own solutions.
They find their own solutions. And we have to break that barrier to say you would never drive your tractor into the field with a flat tire, right?
Right.
So you wouldn't go to work with a broken leg. You'd go see a doctor. So it's the same for your mental health. Like, it is exactly the same. And once we get that message across that it's not showing weakness, that it's actually a sign of strength to say, hey, I can't do this alone anymore.
Right. When you're at a show like this, Agribition, which, as I've said, is packed again today, you have conversations with people that come by the booth, Saskag Matters. What are the conversations you hear? Are you hearing people say, we're really glad you guys are doing this, this is important work? What is it?
Oh, so much of that. Yeah. So much of that. Everybody has got a story, and they're willing to share their story. So at our booth, we have a Not One More poster board, where if you know of somebody who's taken their own life, you can sign the board. You don't have to. I signed my brother's name on the board in memory. We have about 8 signatures on it right now.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's 8 too many. But, I mean, at least it is a way of honoring their memory, and that's why I'm so passionate about what we do.
Sure. We're chatting today with Sherry LaVenture, who is with Saskag Matters as a director. I said this earlier. I talked about the importance of ag families. I mean, you can't look in any direction here, Sherry, without seeing someone pushing a stroller, walking with youngsters. So this is a way that family members can show, demonstrate to their children the importance of taking care of all facets of your life. Because many times that's the case with agriculture. Youngsters grow up into the business. This becomes part of their life as well. So I feel like it's demonstrating good skills for your children.
100% it is. And it's also, I think, when you're in a place like this, it's a time where they can connect. Farming is a very isolated business, right? Sometimes all you see is the inside of your tractor and your bed.
And I think that's, I'm just jumping in, I think that's part of it, that alone time. There's lots of alone time in agriculture, whether you're in the tractor waiting for, you know, out calving, whatever it is. And that plays into it. Can we talk about your fundraiser here?
Yeah, so Not One More is a campaign just to raise awareness around suicide in the ag community. So our goal is for it to kind of be the slogan for Saskag Matters so that people know, you know, even if we, I said this after I lost my brother, I said, if I saved one life, then his death hasn't been in vain, right? So let's see what we can do about stopping one more.
Right. You're, so what are, how are you raising money? What are you doing?
So we have ticket sales at our booth. Yeah. So they're $20 a ticket. First prize is $7,500. Second prize is $5,000. All of the proceeds go towards therapy sessions with the therapists that we have. So none of us take any funds from any of it. So, come by the booth, buy a $20 ticket. Maybe you'll get lucky and win $7,500, but at least you'll be supporting.
Sure. And where are you located at Agribition?
Stockman's Arena, just outside the Charlet booth.
Okay, sounds good. I wanted to ask you, you've actually stepped into a fairly new job in your everyday life. You're the Canadian sales manager at Greenway Animal Nutrition. Tell me what you do there.
So I manage a team of sales reps across Canada. So we purchase ingredients for the pet food industry. We have our own line of forage pellets and cubes for horses and small pets. So we are a Canadian company based out of Ontario that is moving west.
Good, good stuff. Well, congrats on this new step in your life, Sherry.
Thank you.
And I appreciate, I've said this many times, we've had Saskag Matters on the air more than once, but I've been able to talk about the work you do. Your website, saskagmatters.ca, is a great, I think, repository of what you do, contacts, links, everything that you need there as well. So thanks for your hard work in this important area.
I really appreciate the airtime because awareness is the big key. So
for
thank
sure.
you, Evan.
Thanks, Sherry. And make sure you check them out, their booth here at Agribition, Saskag. Ag Matters. That is Sherry LeVenture, who is she's a director on the Sask Ag Matters board, but they've got a ton of great volunteers. The overall health and wellness of our ag sector is exactly what they focus on, so that events like this, which is an incredible, this is one of the best events, not only in Canada, but on the continent, they will talk about that often, are here to enjoy for all of the families that are down here. Again, we appreciate the team at Sask Ag Matters for the work that they do. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.